Warning: the following podcast may contain strong language and opinions formed by morons. But you probably knew that already.
Welcome to the First Avenues Pop Punk Podcast. You're here with me, my name's Elliot, and with Ben also.
What?
And obviously we're in a band called Avenues, pop punk band. I sing, play guitar, Ben plays guitar, and I'm going to pass you over to him. He's going to speak a little bit about what we're doing today.
So we're going to get started with the general news. I've scoured online, I've looked all over the internet for the best stories that we probably haven't seen but need to know. So I'm going to start with Elliot. Do you know the top 20 horniest university towns in the UK?
In the UK?
Yeah.
Right, oh god. Well, let me make a guess.
We're just going to do the top 10. It didn't come to us right in all 20. So we're going to go from 10 to 1.
Right, okay.
Do you want to have a guess?
Yeah, well from the lowest. So 10, like, there's quite a lot of towns. So 10, I'm going to say is there any universities in Scunthorpe?
No. That's a word I can't say. It's got a naughty word in it, but it's not there. It should be. Alright, I'll do the first five, and then we'll do a real top five count.
Alright, okay.
So, top 10. 10th horniest town in the UK is Bristol.
And that's number 10?
That's number 10, yeah.
Alright, okay.
I don't really know about Bristol, but I know now that it's relatively horny. Number 9 is Belfast. That's fair enough. You see, that's the only Irish town on the list.
I always thought that I'd marry an Irish person.
Well, you know where to start anyway.
Yeah.
8, Manchester. Fair enough. Although you'd kind of, I thought that might be higher up on the list than it is. 7, Sheffield.
Again, I would have put that higher.
Yeah. I mean, especially when you do look at the ones that are in the top 5. 6, Glasgow. Yeah, again, fair enough. So we'll go for the top 5 then. What do you reckon is the 5th horniest town? It's bigger than a town. It could be a city.
Right, number 5 I'm going to pick as Newcastle.
No, Newcastle doesn't make the list.
What?
Yeah, it doesn't make the list. Want one more guess?
Yeah. Leeds.
No, thank that though. Leeds is in the top 5. 5th horniest UK town is Liverpool.
Oh, I wouldn't have thought that.
Mm. That's where it is. So number 4. From number 4, what do you reckon?
Is it Leeds?
No, you can't just
okay, we'll go right.
In there, but don't just do it for very answer. We'll be right for one of them, not all of them.
Number 4, I'm going to go with...
Stay north, that's the best kind of hint I'm going to give you. Stay north.
North. This is testing my geography big time. Like, north? Like, first of all, let's make it clear. We're from a little island in between mainland UK and Ireland. It's called the Isle of Man. So my geography's all over the fucking show.
I'll give you my health, right? By north, I'm talking Newcastle and above. So you can...
Aberdeen.
No. This is going to be the 4th horniest town in the UK, Aberdeen.
I don't know. That band are pretty horny.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean a whole lot, does it?
I really hope my mum doesn't listen to this.
Try again, bro. Think bigger. Think bigger. You've got Glasgow, so it's not Glasgow.
I don't know.
Edinburgh. The only other one
I could have been. Right, okay.
Number 3. I'm going to give it to you because it's hard and I don't know where it is. I don't know anything about it. Apart from it's quite clever. Oxford.
Alright, okay.
Third horniest one.
I wanna at that either.
No, I would. I mean, I don't know anything about Oxford. Number two, right.
Essex.
No. Essex also isn't on the list. Go on, number two. You can use the city you've already named twice.
Right, okay, so Leeds.
Yeah, Leeds. The horniest university town. Do I have a guess? A quick guess, because we've guessed a few times and got it wrong. I don't know if you will get it, though. It seems relatively random to me.
Fucking Yeovil.
Nottingham.
Okay.
Yeah, funny enough, Nottingham.
We've played that one, so we've yeah, played there.
That wasn't horny.
No, it wasn't. It was in a place called the Rescue Rooms.
I was very ill. Actually. I remember I was sick on the stage.
Wasn't nice.
What else have we got here? So I've got 20-year-old student Alina Desain, hails from Exeter, and she was crowned the UK's horniest student. I'm not sure how that's decided. I mean, you know, what qualifies her to be the horniest student in the UK? I don't know. I don't know what she did to get that.
Well, neither of us ever went to uni. Plenty of friends who have done. I can only imagine how you can get that crown.
Do you know what I mean? So, congratulations, Alina. You mess.
No, you might not be a mess. You might not be a mess. We apologise if this is incorrect.
So moving on to the next piece of news that I've found. A man with 5 rings in his penis dials 999 asking to be freed by firefighters. So a man who got 5 rings stuck on his penis and phoned 999 for help has been branded unfairly a time waster by the fire service. Now, one of the main things that kind of caught my attention here is at what point does this become a full-blown fucking 999 emergency? Because obviously one ring was fine and 2 rings was snug, but must have been sound.
Yeah.
3 rings, he's probably showing off by that point, but 4 must have been a bit concerned, and then 5 was just panic. Do you know what I mean? You need to be cut out of this. 999 now.
How is this news? This isn't news.
This is news. London Fire Brigade have pledged to start tweeting the contents of hoax calls in an effort to remind people only to phone them in a real emergency. So I feel if they didn't use the hashtag 5 gold rings, then they're just not doing it properly, I think.
The Olympics would probably get involved.
I mean, that is a great Olympic game. Do you know what I mean?
Fuck.
The last bit of news I've got for you this week is a retired couple are left with a hole in the roof after a chunk of frozen shit falls from a plane.
I heard about this.
I don't think the shit was frozen at the point of leaving the plane, just to clarify. So the couple had heard a loud bang and rushed outside thinking there had been a car accident, but they were astonished when they saw a hole in their roof and found a 7-inch long chunk of ice on the lawn. The lump of frozen feces had fallen from a jet of about 30,000 feet overhead after being flushed from a plane. Is that how it happens when you flush on a plane? Does it literally just leave?
No, it shouldn't do. It's like when you're in a motorized home, they have like a fucking a store thing where like some poor guy has to empty it out.
A motorized home.
Yeah. Well, do you know what I mean?
This is how the other half lives.
Yeah. It has to be newsworthy. At the end of the day, if you were just sat at home, having your breakfast or whatever, or like having your dinner, and it's like, bang, poo on the fucking floor.
Is that a shitstorm? That's my question.
Yes.
Is it? Okay. I think it is.
If it wasn't so dangerous, that they should make that a thing on planes, where it's just like they just let one go every now and again. Well, obviously, if that was to land on someone, like, just imagine if that killed someone.
So, I mean, this is a good news story. Like, he didn't die.
It is. He made it out alive.
He did. You know what I mean? It is a fucking jungle out there.
So that, by some people's standards, is news. We need to know it. There's some healthy bits in there. some real unhealthy bits, too. But what we're going to talk about next is just some things going on in music, especially kind of the pop punk kind of genre, about what we are currently looking at. So, Ben, what we got?
Yeah, I don't think you would have missed any of this, to be honest. Neck Deep have announced a new guitarist, Sam Bowden.
Heard that.
Yeah, I think that's been going on for a while, but I think that's just official confirmation.
So will he, like, so with the other guy, so Lloyd, obviously he's left. We won't get into why he's left or whatever, you know, that's going to be a touchy subject. But, so will he be, like, fully in that band now? Like, so, like, getting the same amount of money? Is he in the record deal now? Does it say anything to do with that?
I've literally written one line that says Neck Deep to announce new guitarist Sam Bowen.
Oh, fuck. All right, fair. Next.
Paramore have split with bassist Jeremy Davis this week, which leaves them with the two of them, Hayley Williams and what's the other fellow called?
Don't know.
That's his name. It's just them two.
To be fair, like, she just probably needs to go solo.
It is about her time, I think. I think she's probably doing like a Hunger Games kind of thing, and there's a few of them that are dying, and there's one left. Once he's gone, they'll go solo.
Yeah.
God damn that shit.
Nah, that'll sell.
5 Seconds of Summer have released a music video for Jet Black Heart. I've not seen it, but that's been released as well.
One thing we probably will say is 5 Seconds of Summer, as much as most pop punk guys might not like it, and I fucking hate it that I'm about to say it, they're kind of important to the scene.
I mean, they're relevant, like, do you know what I mean? Yeah. They're doing arenas and that. You can't deny they're not relevant.
Definitely.
They are. Yeah, I've got some relevant tour news for you that you may have missed. This week it was announced As It Is will join This Wild Life and Beach Weather supporting Sleeper with Sirens on their UK tour in March.
That sounds pretty big.
Yes, looks pretty big, looks decent, looks good. State Champs and Neck Deep have announced an upcoming UK leg of their world tour from February the 1st to the 6th with Creeper and Light Years. It's pretty badass to announce a world tour.
Yeah. I'm going to be honest, like, I've not heard the other two support bands. Like, I've heard bits and bobs, but, like, State Champs and Neck Deep on a world tour is massive.
Yeah, it's big. Like,
it's big. Massive.
Rome have been added to the 2016 Kerrang Tour with Sum 41 and Frank Carter and the Rattlesnakes. That takes place from February 10th to the 19th. And Rome have just released a great single of Hopeless Case, this bizarre but great video shot in Las Vegas.
Yeah, them guys make fucking ace videos so far.
Yeah, the boys, aren't they?
Yeah, they're good. They're good. Keep that up.
The final bit of tour news and the final bit of news that's going to wrap up the whole news section is that Knucklepuck have a first UK headline tour in March and April and are bringing Seaway and Boston Manor with them.
I'm going to be there.
Yeah, it's good that. Looks really good. So I think we should take a break here and we should play some Knucklepuck. And this is off Copacetic, which has been a really big album for us this year. We've played it loads. This is War to War. We'll be right back.
the Avenue's Pop Punk Podcast. So now we're going to be hitting it. We're going to go on to our feature of the week.
So we're going to do a main topic, I think, every week. Be a general talking point, really. Just about really anything. It doesn't have to be pop punk related, but I mean, it's a pop punk podcast, so it makes a good kind of. It's a good idea to start there, I suppose, isn't it? So this week we've kind of gone for, in our opinion, what is a criminally underrated pop punk album?
So my one's pretty easy. You'd hear it from the start of this podcast. We're pretty big fans of Hit the Lights. Now, their latest release, Summer Bones, in my opinion, it probably is one of the best pop punk albums within the past 5 years. It's up there with all of the big bands like Stories of Far, Neck Deep, State Champs, who are all monsters in pop punk right now.
Yeah.
And every single song on that album has a perfect mix of everything, which me personally came to love, not only from Hit the Lights, but just in pop punk in general. They've gone from possibly was it Invicta?
Yeah, Invicta, the one before the slower one.
That was so shit. It was they made a massive error going in there, but they were they kind of got it right for a couple of songs. It wasn't great, but this album, the riffs are hard. There's no there's no sample-y pads or kind of crazy disco moments or anything like that. You can tell that they're all a bit older and they've all gotten much better at their instruments. And Nick, the singer, has fucking killed it in the studio big time.
That's such a strange band though, because if you listen to the music and you listen to the songs, you would just kind of assume that they're the biggest band on the planet. You would assume that, okay, these are the kings of pop punk.
Yeah.
But they're not. Like, do you know what I mean? They kind of just go under the radar.
And it's their own fault, because they'll make this album, and again, I agree completely. They wrote this album, it sounds absolutely amazing. If you listen to it, you can tell they've been a band for going on a decade or whatever.
Yeah.
And yet they will now go on a tour and there'll be fucking two original members.
Yeah, I mean, did you always kind of shoot themselves in the foot? They never release an album with a single that is ready. So I mean, the single is never there 2 or 3 weeks before the album drops.
Yeah.
And then they'll do a tour for a week here, a tour for a week there. And I don't know, maybe they are just a band that's winding up.
I think so. Which makes no sense as well, because they've signed to one of the biggest pop punk record labels as well. I know that they're not just pop punk, Pure Noise, but they're they've got fucking State Champs, who are arguably one of the biggest pop punk bands going.
They are.
It's
strange because all the pieces are in the right places, but they just can't seem to make it work.
I think it's commitment and age. I think they are. Nick, who's clearly the songwriter, you've seen that, and all of the kind of things that they've done, and all of the solo stuff, which is awesome too. I think that he may need to find a band himself and move away from it. But I kind of think that the time's probably done and they won't make another album, which is a shame.
So say you haven't heard Summer Bones, say this is the first time you've even heard of its existence, what songs do you need to be listening to?
Man, every single one, they're all amazing. Like me personally, I love No Filter, which was, that was one of their singles, right?
Yeah, they released it,
And The Real, which is awesome. And Blasphemy, Myself and I. Then, what was it, Revolutions?
Executions.
Yeah, I can't remember exactly what it's called, but the song itself is fucking ace. All of them, their first release, Fucked Up Kids. That's a fucking ace track as well, you know, so.
I think it's an underrated album as well, I think.
YouTube it.
I think for a year of decent pop punk releases, has to be said, that's up there. And I don't think it would be in the conversation.
Is it?
No, I think you're right. I've gone for a slightly older album, but I think it's just as important. I've gone for my favourite Newfound Glory album, and that is Coming Home. Recorded at Montague Mansion in Malibu, California, between 2005 and then released in September 2006. It's a slightly odd choice for an underrated album, because quick online search will tell you that it was a critical and a commercial success. Most places will have it as a 4, if not 5 out of 5 star album.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think it's been left behind, really, in their back catalogue of music. Like, if you look at the set lists, they'll play one song, maybe two songs occasionally. And it's the first time that there's a slight shift in sound from Newfangled. It was the first almost mature album. It is, you know, it's not a mature album. I mean, it's a pop punk album by Newfangled. It's not mature.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Final on the Edge didn't wake up in a cold sweat. Like, it's not a mature album. But it's the first time that they put pianos into it, and Jordan just sounds fucking ace in this album. He's never sounded better than he does on Coming Home. Not before or after. I think the slower pace just helped him breathe with lyrics, because if you listen to any of the songs, really, I mean, the lead single, It's Not Your Fault, is probably the best place to start, because you'll hear straight away that it's almost a different person, how clean he sings and how, you know, just how perfect he gets the vocals across.
Just like you're getting across now. Like, he's got the hiccups right now.
Eloquent. I think it's a great album.
I can't add too much to that. Cause, like, this is going to be a theme that, like, for anyone who's going to listen to this, Ben is a old school. He knows the roots of pop punk so much better than I do. I love pop punk. Absolutely love it. But again, that is just not an album I would have picked. But
yeah, I think that's
it makes sense important. Though. It makes sense what you're saying.
Yeah, I think that's why it's important, because it's just an album that's been left behind. It's an album that I don't think most people would know is there.
I've been listening to it, like, when you said that you were going to pick that, and obviously, like, you know, before we've done the podcast, I had to listen to the album, and it is a fucking ace album. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it, and it must be criminally underrated, considering I didn't know it, now I rate it.
Yeah, exactly. So I think what we'll do is we'll play a track from Coming Home, and I think the best place to start is with the lead single, It's Not Your Fault. So this is Not Your Fault by Newfound Glory.
Please stop your crying. It's not your fault, so please.
Welcome back to the Avenues Pop Punk Podcast, and this is the part of the show that we're going to call A Band of Mine. A Band of Mine is essentially a band that's dear to your heart and the story of how you discovered them, the songs that got you hooked, and how you just found your band, you know what I mean? Like, everyone's got a favourite band, and if asked, everyone's got a story of how it came about.
Definitely.
And as this is the first episode, we're going to do this ourselves. You know, I flipped a coin before we started, and Elliot won, so he is going to tell you about his favourite band.
So, this is a really easy one for me. My favourite band, anyone who knows me personally, is Incubus. And, you know, I've got a good couple of Incubus tattoos too. I've been mad about these guys since I was about 12. You know, weirdly enough, my dad introduced me to them. Because their bassist at the time, Lance, in the old Incubus bassist, was like fucking shit hot. My dad's a bass player. And, like, this is going back when they used to be like, like a rubbish Rage Against the Machine / Chili Peppers hybrid, and then they just turned into this crazy good band. Like, everyone on this planet knows the song Drive.
Yeah, everyone. And everyone knows that, or everyone knows Wish You Were Here. They were, especially in the early 2000s, took over the world, didn't they?
Yeah, it was massive. And but the thing is, though, like, I remember them getting like a loads of flack for going so mainstream, like. Because they had an album called Science, which again is like that Chili Peppers, Rage Against the Machine-y kind of hybrid-y, completely different alternative music. And they did go a bit mainstream. I think they signed a deal with Sony. I'm fairly sure it was Sony.
I mean, to be honest, Incubus, I don't really know anything about. I mean, I'd be the perfect example of finding them at mainstream. I mean, I don't know anything about them.
Well, you know, they've... To be fair, they're one of these bands who, from becoming a mainstream act, just got fucking better and better and better.
Oh, definitely. I mean, they're becoming mainstream is the reason why they're still around today.
Mm-hmm.
You can't exist on being a Chili Pepper hybrid. That's what I mean.
Well, maybe not, but either way, I think you'll find quite a lot of pop punk bands, like, people who are my age, so I'm 24, people who are around about my age and in pop punk. And if they're singers, I would bet a lot of money that quite a lot of their singing, like, influences will come from Brandon Boyd. Very surprised. Like, the big, old, like, a big UK band, Yumi at Six. Everyone knows them. Whether they're pop punk or not, I think they used to be. Maybe not so much now.
Yeah, I mean, in conversation, aren't they? Even if they're unless they're the biggest pop punk band
in the UK as ever. Yeah, well, they're neck deep, close.
So one neck deep of headline one.
Yeah. Okay. Deal. They made that band because they were all Incubus fans, like all of them, like, which I only recently found out. I was like, fuck. Why didn't I know about that? I'd have been in the band. But anyone who knows me and like have listened to how I sing. You know, I think we're going to play a track of ours later on in the podcast. Like, you'll hear it. Like, I'm mad about Incubus. I've taken so much influence from it. As a, you know, said a couple of songs there, but one song also which stands out so much is from an album from 2006, Light Grenades, called Dig. Hell of a track. Anyone who's never really listened to Incubus before, if you're looking through their massive catalogue of songs, that's probably going to be up there with the best song you can hear.
So is that the song to listen to? If you don't know anything about Incubus, is that the one?
Sure. No. That's like a personal favourite of mine, because okay. I love that track.
So say you don't know anything about Incubus, what do you want to listen to?
Well, you've got to listen to Drive. You've got to listen to Drive or Wish You Were Here. I'm going to pick Drive. We're going to play Drive now. It's one of their well-known songs. The music video for it's fucking ace too. So, everyone, this is Incubus Drive. Uncertainty, stinging clear.
dodge, I let the fear take the wheel and steer.
Guys, so we're wrapping up near the end of the podcast now. I actually don't know much about what we're going to be doing next, so I'm going to pass you over to Ben. This is a surprise for me, which I've been looking forward to all week. So
yeah. I mean, well, at the end of the day, you can't have a podcast without thought-provoking, IQ boosting quiz. Jeremy, we're all here.
Yeah,
we're all here to listen. We're all here to get more intelligent. And I feel it is my duty to make sure that we will all take something away from this.
Yo. Deal.
And my friend here, Elliot, he has been unfairly, called an idiot. It's his reputation, and he's not an idiot. There's a brain in that noggin. And the only way to prove this is for him to do it on the big stage.
Now I hope Mum is listening to this.
Yeah, she's going to be so proud. So we ready? Right, here is the unveiling of Who's the Fuck Is This?
What?
Yeah, I know.
What? Right, okay, well, what's that about?
Okay, Who's the Fuck Is This? The premise is simple. I've taken clips of the word fuck out of many songs. And all you have to do is tell me who's the fuck it is. You ready?
Right, okay, well, it seems quite self-explanatory.
It's quite simple. It's hard, though. It shocked me how hard it was. But then I know the answers. So you're going to get a point per fuck.
Okay.
And if you can tell me three songs out of five, you get an extra point. So 6 points in total.
Right, okay.
So you ready?
Yeah.
You have to put both headphones in, I think, so we've got to hear it.
Let's fucking play the fucking game.
Are you ready?
Go.
This is serious. For 1 point, can you tell me Who's the Fuck Is This?
Fuck.
Jeremy McKinnon.
That's 1 point. Can you tell me the song?
So much time. My friends don't give a fuck. Something Lauderdale.
Yeah, I'll give you that. All signs point to
Lauderdale. Yeah, that's one. All signs. Yeah, I'm having that. Get in.
Yeah. Okay. Number two. Get in.
Go.
For 1 point, can you tell me who's the fuck is this?
What?
That's hard. Like, do you want another one?
Yeah. One more time. One more time.
It's easy because I know the answers. I feel like Chris Tarrant. One more. Whose Fuck Is This?
I haven't got a clue. I can't even hazard a guess.
Right, okay, you have to write that one off. That is Patrick Stump from Save Rock and Roll. Can you hear it now?
No, I can, yeah.
Patrick Stump all day long, that boy. Right, number three. This is hard. Like, I don't think you're going to get this.
Okay.
You know, I've been proved wrong, huh? Okay, for 1 point, Who's the Fuck Is This?
Forever the Sickest Kids.
Nope. Turn of the Girl, give you a hint. I think it's the only song they've got in the whole back catalogue of the word fuck in it. They've been around for 10, 15 years easy.
Pop, Canadian. Like full on pop punk band?
Yeah, Canadian. Isn't anyone?
Such a hint, I know as well.
One more?
Yeah, go on. I don't know. Wait. Right, one more.
One more. Go on. Really think about it. Yeah, this is your moment to shine. This is your IQ boosting moment. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
That was Pierre Bouvier of Simple Plans.
Oh, fuck.
Your Love Is a Lie. Right, so if you stand any chance of getting the final bonus point, you need names, singers, and songs.
From both.
Yeah.
Alright, that's okay. Got okay.
Right. Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Question four. Whose Fuck Is This?
Fuck. Play again. Okay, so
is that as it was? You're going down a completely wrong track. Listen again. Listen to the vocals, just for his voice. I mean, I know the answer. I think it's quite easy, but it probably isn't. Go again.
Boy. Death of Anna.
That is Death of Anna, yes.
All right, quick. Play it one more time. I'm gonna get this. It's gonna be off Fears and Worth of Fires.
Yeah, that's of course it is. So you almost said, I'll give you 1 point for that. There are only a few songs off Fears and Worth of Fires that have fucking it.
Right, give me one more go on this. Go.
Break.
Anemophobia.
Correct.
Fucking get in. Yes! I got a lot of help with that.
Yeah. I mean, that was a team.
I got a lot of help with that, to be fair.
Right, so this all boils down to this now. To get the full 6 points, you go top of the leaderboard.
Lonely leaderboard.
You need to give me artists in the song. And I think you can do this, to be honest. I've got faith in you. I know it's in there somewhere. Ready?
Let's do it.
Fifth and final time. Who's the Fuck Is This? Fuck you!
Get in. All Time Low. Maybe it's not mountain. Why can't I think of the name?
It's pressure, man. You're a professional performer.
Wayless.
Yeah, give you that. That's 6 points. Fair play.
It shouldn't have taken me that long to know that was Wayless.
But we got there in the end. Okay, well, let's celebrate. Let's play Waitlist from All Time Low.
Manage me, I'm a mess. Turn a page, I'm a book, half unread. I wanna be laughed at, laughed with, just because. I wanna feel weightless.
Weightless by All Time Low. It was a bit of an issue with the quiz, with the counting. Ben?
Yeah, the whole thing's descending into farce, if I'm honest. I gave Elliot the full marks, even though he clearly got two of the questions wrong. So he didn't actually get the full marks. He got 4 points out of six. Still a decent start, you know. I think he's proved himself a worthy competitor.
I'm not going to ask you what the percent was.
No, it's kind of six.
Oh man. So basically we've come to the end of the podcast now. Hope you guys have enjoyed it. We've had a laugh. As I said, we're a band called Avenues. We're going to play a track. This song is called The Things That We Don't Say. Hope you guys enjoy it. Peace.